Brockton remains one of the communities that has been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us now to discuss this further is Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, thank you. Good afternoon to you as well.
So the city does remain one of these communities still hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing right now, Dan, is some really good progress in terms of numbers and data. 59 current active cases as I speak to you, 59 residents that are dealing with positive cases. Again, we were up to a high of almost 2,900, so we're starting to see it really trending in the right direction. Loss of life has increased slightly. We are 258 deaths. And then total cases overall, 4,260. So we're starting to really trend in the right direction is what we're looking to do, and we need to continue that. I want to let you know, Dan, we did reopen City Hall this past Monday and the main library here in the city of Brockton. We're adhering to all the safe precautions and protocols and health standards that we need to do. But we are really looking at the data in a positive light, but we don't want to take our foot off the gas because we're looking at some of the southern states and seeing it's trending in the wrong direction. So we need to be diligent and vigilant, and it's an effort that we're doing in collaboration with the residents.
Now, I did want to ask you about the City Hall and library reopening. What are things people need to know about this reopening, these reopenings, and how to use these services?
So I've worked for weeks with our city medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, and our Board of Health Director, Dr. Linda Cahill. She has a doctorate in nursing, and all the protocols that are being adhered to. Of course, masks are mandatory. There's only one way in City Hall right now. It's the entrance, the handicap entrance. We have two people at the door. When you go in, you have to ring the bell. You have to give your name and identification. It's throughout City Hall. There's plexiglass installed. There's another door where you would exit into the amphitheater near the Strand Memorial. So we're doing really everything that we need to do right now for the safety precautions of the employees and also, of course, the visitors, the constituents, the taxpayers. The library is doing something very similar. They're also doing curbside pickup. You can order books, and they'll meet you outside on White Avenue in Brockton, and they'll drop it off. And also, printing is accessible, curbside printing, if people needed to print resumes and the like. So, again, we did not open up, as mayor, I did not decide to open up the Council on Aging, the senior center yet, out of abundance of caution. That's the most vulnerable population. Again, 60% of our loss of life were seniors. So we need to continue to be really proactive and make sure that, we don't really lax, because we can't afford, the city of Champion, City of Brockton cannot afford to see a rebound in a negative light.
Now, something I also wanted to mention, there were a lot of businesses in the city that did receive PPP loans.
They did, absolutely. And we're also working, for those that didn't, we're also working together with, it's called the Brockton Together Fund, out of my office. I created it in collaboration with the United Way of Mass Bay and United Way of Old Colony. I want to thank the donations. It's over $50,000 in there right now. Also, Lowe's Corporation just stepped up recently and donated masks that we would give out earmarked specifically to businesses. So we want to make sure that the businesses that are really hurting financially, are taken care of in a proper light. Again, the outdoor dining has been really wonderful here in the city of Brockton. Businesses are back to a sense of people being able to go and safety precautions are being met. And then the other thing that I wanted to share with you, and nobody knows this yet, though, is I thought it's extremely important to have the pools open this year. Again, I used to lifeguard at all the pools in Brockton, and for many Brockton residents, Dan, it's their summer, it's their beach. So as of tomorrow, the Manning Pool at Brockton High School will be open. We're, again, adhering to all the safety precautions. It's going to be a morning session, an afternoon session. We'll be disinfecting regularly. And then a week from tomorrow, the city pool on the east side, the Cosgrove Pool, will also be open. That's in conjunction with the Old Colony YMCA. So there is some sense of whatever you want to call normal, the new normal, but we need to continue because that COVID disease is still here in the city of Brockton, and we need to continue to battle it.
Now, I did want to talk to you about something else and kind of get your reaction to it. I know that you've been working on school reopening plans, and recently the president, of course, made his announcement that he wants to see these schools all fully reopened by fall. I wanted to get your response to that.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. The size of Brockton High School, 4,000 kids, it's almost it's one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi. And, I graduated from there. My dad worked there. The superintendent of schools graduated from there. It just doesn't make sense. Never mind the sheer density of the population of the students and the teachers and the other personnel that works there. We need to make sure how we're going to make it a safe environment. We're going to utilize other locations, the gymnasiums, the auditoriums, cafeterias. But what about transportation? So I think it's short-sighted to say, let's open it up regardless. I mean, we have to make sure that it's a safe environment for everybody. So we are working with the superintendent of schools on a daily basis, and we're talking to Commissioner Riley on the state level to try to figure out best practices. But I really think it's premature to say, yeah, we're definitely going to open. We do need to do it. We've got to protect the boys and girls and the teachers that work there.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
As always, thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.